Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
617 Texter, streaming the show and behind on the Odyssey app. And they just heard your lead this morning chime at about 6:35 or whenever we began with leads this morning. And they're calling for an executive order violation because you are forbidden from talking about golf.
No, I think I was forbidden from talking about my own golf. But
I don't know. They say spot on, though. When it comes to your criticism of Rory McIlroy.
Thank you. I call out dinkishness when I see it.
Yeah. Who was not very friendly with the media yesterday, as he has been of late, because they dared to ask him what he was deploying for a driver.
Does he not get that if he just made a joke out of it or just had fun about it, then it would go away?
I don't think he gets that, or he's bothered that he was pissed off because the media made it a story, quote unquote. Wasn't supposed to be a story that he had a non-conforming driver. Scotty Scheffler had one.
He doesn't want to talk about Scotty Scheffler, but he had one.
All right.
Yeah. Rory, have you settled on a driver that you want to use this week? First of all,
yeah.
What is it?
A TaylorMade.
What model? Are you back to the?
I mean,
10? Or the
come
35?
On and watch me hit balls, and you'll see.
Okay.
All right. In the Twitch chat, a suggestion that there is no better image than the one from the match a month or so ago at Granite Links on the fifth and final hole, where no less than five people are searching for Shime's ball over the
Jesus
over a giant ridge.
I think
Hacksaw Ridge.
that was never discovered. Said ball.
And then
mysteriously, Shime appears at the top of the ridge in view of the green.
Yeah.
In order to, and does not take a stroke. Lost ball. Actually should be two strokes.
I did take a stroke. I don't know what you're talking about. I literally lost the hole because I took the stroke.
Yeah, but then you argued with Greg at the end of it when you guys were putting to make sure
that. I didn't argue anything.
Yeah,
I was
did.
Asking.
It was live stream, Shime. We all saw it.
I am, Courtney, I'm very aware of what happened. I was kind of living it the entire time.
Same.
I didn't argue with Greg. I was literally just asking him clarification.
Would you have considered that an argument on the green, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little bit. It was a bit of
you
one, yeah.
You looked for the ball long enough for Greg to go take a bathroom break.
Damn.
Come back.
It's a growing problem.
Jesus.
Shocking.
It was in play and I couldn't find it. I'm sorry.
It was like annually they do the search for a Loch Ness monster. There's 100 people around the Loch Ness pond in Scotland, and there were like 10 of you looking for his ball.
Which was the argument.
The ball was blown directly 90 degrees left into the other fairway or the rough on the other side.
What are you talking?
Field.
It was
dead like a
straight
team
just
out
over the
there,
hill,
looking for a kidnapped kid.
The peanut gallery was
hands.
All out.
It was
Are they all holding hands and like walking in one straight line looking for clues?
All right. A golf ball sniffing dog.
Yeah.
By the way, also, a minor kerfuffle occurred. I was at the first hole where Shime shanked his second to the right, and he climbed down the like the cliff, and then he tried to drop it, and you kept saying it must be dropped at the point of entry.
Yes. Yeah, he doesn't know the rules, but it
I'm very familiar with the rules. You're like, oh, yeah, your point of entry was way back there, like where you hit it.
It was. Do you know what point of entry is? It's not where you hit the ball. It's where it goes into the woods.
Yes, Greg, I'm very familiar with the term point of entry. Okay, you're the one that was like, well, it's way back there. I'm like, the ball's way over there.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, coming up, audio eulogy for Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Significant, significant talent. Musical genius. Producing genius. So I will get to that coming up. I heard of his passing through Richard Keefe yesterday. That's how I learned the news on the Jones and Keefe program in the middays. So if we could, back to the news, Courtney.
Both sides rested their case in the Karen Reed trial yesterday with the final testimony. The wrap-up was with one of the crash daddies, Mr. Rentschler, being the 11th and final witness. Closing.
Doctor. Rentschler.
Yeah, I like to call him Mr. because he's a crash daddy.
Okay, yes.
Closing arguments will take place tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So I need to make sure my phone is fully charged starting at 9 a.m. Here's Rentschler in the courtroom from BZ.
My opinion is that the evidence is inconsistent with Mr. O'Keefe being struck on the right arm by the SUV and then moving laterally into the yard and falling backward.
Okay. Mm. Well, should be interesting. Closing arguments. And then
see how it goes.
The world will await the jury's verdict.
Do you think Curtis is secretly not going to a birthday walk, but going to a She's Guilty rally in Dedham?
He could be. I don't know.
I do find it comical. The one person who is sided with both elements of this is viewed as a radical when the two people that have made the decision 4 years ago about what happened say that I'm the one that's entering this with a bias. And had dinner with the person. But yeah, I'm the one sitting here with a clear bias.
Well, you made it
Karen
clear that you have a friend who is a police officer and thinks she's guilty. So
that was like 2 years ago, and I said he burned me because he kept saying these voicemails are going to come, and it was just like Greg's federal investigation. Yeah, nothing burger.
Our dinner was also like 2 years
ago. But doesn't your cousin who...
I think that's very... I think having a police officer who has an opinion is different than dining with the person who's getting charged with murder.
No, but isn't...
Well, but then you can actually experience face-to-face interaction with somebody and make a determination about...
Character.
What character and what you think.
Yeah.
Because isn't your cousin in law enforcement?
Yes.
She thinks she did it?
Yeah. Two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
I think this is like the Rodney King trial where they're rioting in the streets afterwards.
I don't think there will be any rioting. I mean,
who was the last person who saw John O'Keefe?
Last person who saw him?
Depends on what you believe.
I'm asking you.
Well, I mean...
I think
that the people inside the house saw John O'Keefe. They were the last to see him, but
based on what we know, who was it? Wasn't his girlfriend Karen Reed?
That is what the prosecution is arguing.
Yeah. All right, so when's deliberation day?
It'll start tomorrow as soon as the closing argument.
Boy, I tell you, this Karen Reed case, boy.
Alan Jackson says he needs like an hour and a half for his closing.
That's too long. You don't need to do that.
Well, I mean, if she's found guilty with the Dream Team, I mean...
I don't need... That's too long.
Well, Judge Bev said that she thinks she can only give him, like,
Dream
an hour.
Dream Team working for free, by the way.
No, nope, $1 million GoFundMe. You should Google that.
Wow, $1 million GoFundMe?
Yep. Not free, but okay.
Well, I would assume that it's... Well, you got to talk about some of the best lawyers in the... country, it would have cost millions.
I
mean, the Commonwealth of
Massachusetts,
how much did they spend on this case, Curtis?
If you want to say that there is an imbalance in the defense and the prosecution,
ask your question.
There's been more money spent by the defense than there has been by the prosecution.
I don't know about that. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you as a taxpayer, paid $400,000 to an alleged accident reconstruction firm, and $300,000+ to a special prosecutor when you have 50 some odd attorneys that work for the district attorney's office who are already being paid.
Right. I've heard that 10 times.
Oh, sure.
How much did they pay that expert,
the money.
The defense?
I'm just suggesting.
You know
to
that
you
the defense that pays experts to give opinions?
I've never.
Did you know that?
What is it?
The defense pays experts.
So do the prosecutors.
To give opinions.
So does the prosecution.
Right. So how much did the defense pay the prosecutor that we just, play the crash test?
$50,000.
Right.
But the federal government paid them a significant amount of money because they felt like it needed to be investigated.
Wait, so they each paid the same person?
Yeah, the federal government started the inquiry with ARCA. Is that the firm?
The gentleman we just heard was paid by the prosecution?
Paid by the federal government, the Justice Department, and then paid by the defense.
Is Alan Jackson, that's her attorney?
Defense, yes.
Defense team?
Mm-hmm.
A little FYI for him? It's free information?
Yeah.
45 minutes max, which close an argument. Yeah.
Is that how you do it at the law firm of J. Charles Wiggins and Associates?
You said an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to treat jurors like they're on a podcast. They're tuning out after that.
Yeah.
I took a class way back in the day.
This is Kevin from Quincy. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. How is everyone?
What's up?
Well, I was there, as you know, at the golf tournament, and out of just pity for Shime, I helped look for that ball. I think next year for Easter, we should set up a foundation thing where the kids come and look for Easter eggs, and it'll eventually be found somewhere.
That's a good idea. Great idea. I don't think there's... Is there going to be another match?
No.
Was there, a challenge issued to Curtis by Shime?
No, Curtis issued one to me, and I'd be more than happy to accept.
Yeah, no one cares no more.
Yeah,
everybody knows
over.
Shime stinks.
Yeah.
So it's like, really, do we
want
to... I mean, we saw it. And it's like, do we really
one
want...
One day. I'm not a professional. I don't have it on every single day, you know? It is what it is.
All right. What's next?
A man in Kentucky, Cowboy Cody, he goes by, got shut down at a bar and then came back to get revenge.
Uh-oh.
How did he do that? Well, 40-year-old, his real name's Jonathan Mason. He was arrested because after he got kicked out, he came back with a raccoon and let the raccoon go free in the bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, that's his mugshot, and he looks eerily similar to somebody we work with.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he does.
Holy hell.
He does.
Seeing a little bit resemblance.
I mean, that is uncanny.
Oh, my Lord. Look at the resemblance.
That is really good.
Between he and Jackson.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Wow.
That is.
Jackson's pulling it off.
So what's the man's nickname?
Cowboy Cody.
Cowboy Cody.
Yeah, but real name Jonathan Mason.
Uh-huh. Is that's the kind of thing where you give yourself a nickname?
Right.
Like, nobody else is naming you Cowboy Cody.
Well, I guess he's legendary in the area for causing issues at bars.
I'm sure he is.
So.
Coon's good eating, so some people might have snatched that thing up and... But then there are a lot of people that are scared of raccoons.
Yeah.
Cowboy Cody, huh?
Uh-huh.
Not bad.
What does the guy on the right think about Costco?
All right. We will get to the rest of the news coming up.
Okay.
Including the dumbest of the day.
Correct.
Am I correct about that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Dumbest of the day is that a new TikTok trend?
No.
Okay.
It is about a judge.
A judge?
Yeah, in Detroit.
In Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will get to all of that coming up. An audio eulogy for Brian Wilson coming up. The front office report with Craig Breslow at 9 coming up. And then at 9:20, great get by Courtney Leah Anthony, who has become a bit of a viral sensation of late since her attendance at the Sox game on Tuesday night. Will join us 9:20 on today's show, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take the series against the Rays. The final game last night, 4-3 from Fenway. Homers came from Jaron Duran, Greg's guy Abraham Toro, and two from Marcelo Meyer. Here's Marcelo talking about his transition to Major League Ball from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I think it helps a little bit. I think a big part of it, too, is being a Bing Lee camp helps a lot. Just getting to know the guys, creating relationships. So that it just makes the transition that much smoother. So I got here. They welcomed me with open arms. They pushed me to get as comfortable as possible because they know that's when I'm going to play best. So a lot of credit to them as well.
Nissan is here to help you save this summer with lower MSRPs on Rogue and Pathfinder. The possibilities are endless. Visit your local dealer today. The guys off tonight before the Yankees come to town tomorrow. The Pacers take game 3 of the NBA Finals, 116-107. Tonight is game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop is at 8 in Florida. And the U.S. Open is underway this morning at Oakmont, right outside of Pittsburgh. Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau have teed off. Shime, how are we looking?
So Rory currently 1 under. Bryson currently 1 over. The leader currently J.J. Spahn. Ludvig was tied for the lead, but just bogeyed the third hole.
Well, John Rahm and favorite Scottie Scheffler will have afternoon tee times. Rahm is at 114 and Scheffler at 125. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever. The brand new 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Okay, a reminder that you can leave us a Hill Note at any time on any topic. Do it on the Odyssey app. And our guy here, one of our producers, the Costco Cowboy, will go through them and pick the best ones, and we will play the best Hill Notes back coming up at 9:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up at 9, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, and Sam Kennedy yesterday said that Rafael Devers will have the glove ready if needed. So we can see what Craig Breslow says about that and other things coming up at 9. At 9:20, Leah Anthony, the daughter of Anthony Anthony and a relative of several different Anthony Anthonys, will join us on this show. Curtis, text during the break for you, 617 text.
Yeah.
Is it the same Curtis leaving the show for a child celebration that was raging against Alex Cora for skipping a game for his daughter's graduation? Yes, I believe.
Correct.
I believe it is the same Curtis.
Right, and I believe the graduation was at 11 a.m. and the Red Sox play at 7 p.m.
Okay.
The event is 9 a.m., so I'm going to leave here at 8:40 a.m.
And when's James' official birthday?
July 8th, 2025.
So, like, a little bit less than a month away.
Right, because tomorrow's the last day of school, so you have to get it in.
No offense, but some would say there may be a difference in importance when it comes to a college graduation.
Yes.
As opposed to a two-year-old birthday walk-around at preschool.
Yeah. Well, for James, this is the biggest moment of his life so far, just like a graduation.
Okay. So enjoy it.
Right. So I'm sitting here.
Pot, meat, kettle.
I'm going to be leaving here in about 12 minutes.
Okay.
And all heading over, as opposed to what the commencement ended at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. So you would have 6 hours to get from, it's far, Cleveland Circle to Fenway Park. I think it's a 2-hour drive.
I was watching Alex Cora on the afternoon show here at WEEI yesterday.
Very interesting.
And I noticed that he scratched his eye. He was asked about Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and about when and if they would get the opportunity to take an at-bat or two against a lefty. And he scratched his eye. I don't know how common this is. It probably is common. I don't do it, so I paused for a moment. He scratched his eye with his middle finger.
It's a Seinfeld episode with the waitress and George, where she kept giving him the middle finger.
Yes. Now, I don't know. Maybe that's the most common finger that, but it wasn't even really.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, I do.
You
it.
Do?
Yeah, but I don't like.
Let me see.
Like, if I were to do it, I would go immediately middle, but I wouldn't put the fingers around it down.
Exactly.
See, I would do that, though. Like, I do this all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing it in my direction.
Yeah, you know.
Now you're doing it in Curtis's direction. You
know. Well, that's always go middle, though. That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's a good way of doing it. Yeah. See, that's a Seinfeld episode.
Okay. All right. So
it must be absolutely. He didn't even touch anything on his eye. It was only done to flip the bird.
He didn't really.
So you think he was flipping off?
If you get a chance to, you can see it, I'm sure, on the WEEI Instagram. I don't know.
What was the question and who asked?
It was I told you what it was. Well, I could repeat it, though.
Yeah, please do.
Andy Hart asked the question.
Oh, was it Andy Hart?
About
I didn't
those
have it the
guys
first time.
Getting at-bats.
Right.
The
big story yesterday was that we talked about it before the midday show, Jones and Keefe, that the lefties were not going to play all weekend against the lefty starters with the Yankees. So the young up-and-coming superstars.
Mm-hmm. The big three.
Will be out of the lineup. And so Andy Hart said, I know this is your favorite topic, but whatever. Mm. What's up with these guys playing against lefties? And in the middle of that answer, he made an odd gesture, itching no part of his eye with his middle finger.
There's no way.
Did he not follow up?
It's probably just the way he's used to do.
If it's Hart, wouldn't you just straight up flip him off?
All right. Well, then he.
All right.
No, because Lou said that Anthony crushes left-handed pitches. So
yeah,
did
but
he not follow
a,
up?
But there's a difference between lefties in the minors and lefties in the big leagues. Like, Lou actually, I have to say it, like, Lou backed Alex Cora up or Craig Breslow or whoever's making these decisions or the analytics guys. Lou said it was probably a good decision because the lefties are so sick. When it comes to Major League Baseball.
So, I just watched it. He's not flipping him off.
Oh, he's not? Okay. All right. We have news left before. Oh, I need time for the audio eulogy. We can get the rest of the news in.
Okay, I'll be quick.
Because I teased it. Yeah. What do you have left?
Well, the latest TikTok stunt that has people upset is the eat and return scam.
So what?
The eat and return. So you eat half your meal and then you complain that you didn't like it and refuse to pay.
What is beneficial that one can get from TikTok? Have we found anything
that's not causing
people to commit crimes or to do things that endanger their health?
Comedy sketches on there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the idea is that everybody goes into a restaurant, eats half of their meal, and then they say it stinks and they don't pay for it.
There was a former Nessun employee who used to be on this program or this station quite a bit who was known for doing this at a popular wing place in the area.
Mark James?
I'm not going to say the name, Curtis.
That would be my guess.
That would be defamatory, but
there was a TV show that, like, in this episode, the guy used to bring a screw with him and put it in the food to get free food. It was like a TV series. I forget what it was.
Yeah, well, so waitresses and waiters have started noticing that this is going on. We can hear from one waitress who's gone viral. She goes under the TikTok name Girly Pops Only.
Love
here
girly
she
pops.
Is
I went up to the table. How are you guys doing? And the girl's like, this is nasty. I don't want it. Mind you, the burger's half eaten. All the fries are gone. So she gives me half her burger back. So I take it back, take out the bill. I'm like, do you want anything else? And she's like, yeah, I want a shrimp pasta like the one he has. And then I go back and I'm like, how's everything tasting? And then the guy's like, I don't like my shrimp pasta. Mind you, there's three noodles on the plate. I'm going to take it off the bill. And I go back and I'm like, so how's everything tasting? And the girl's like, I don't like this. Okay, that's weird. This is not a buffet, by the way. Okay, we don't work at a buffet. Then they're sitting there laughing at me. Every time I pass by, they're like,
I mean, really?
This is what we've come to.
Yeah, so you can't send a half-eaten burger. Maybe one bite.
Do they at least tip the server or...
Like, you picked it off the menu. If you don't like it, it's your fault.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think about drinks? Like if you order a drink and it's not what you ordered.
Take one sip.
Like if it's...
I feel like in general you ordered it unless the sauce is broken.
No, you take a sip and you send it back.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, if you take a
sip. If you order a dirty martini and it comes and it's not a dirty martini, if it's not a dirty, then...
You take a sip and you send it back. Okay.
But especially nowadays, martinis are like $30.
Yeah, I know. I always feel bad.
Politely ask.
Oh, yeah.
And say, yeah, I mean, I.
If you want thing right away to ask, but if you drink half of it and then you're like, this isn't what I ordered, that's not exactly how it's supposed to go.
I just realized something. Maybe I'm a moron, but is this why I've never been... I only worked at Fenway. I never served at a restaurant. Is this why early on the waiter or waitress will come to the table and say, how is everything going?
Yeah.
Because that's your opportunity
to
say,
it is.
I don't like it. Because then at the end of the meal... You can't then say it's all gone and I didn't like it.
Right. Right.
There's an obscure reference on this on the Subaru of New England text line, which is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And
Tropical.
That's a great, great film. All right. Dumbest of the day. You want to get to that real quick?
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Quickly, Rather Be Golfing, great reference to The Office in the Mafia episode where Michael says, if the salad comes on top, I send it back. Grotty. All right, so everything. Why are we still doing video court, by the way?
That's a great question.
It's 2025.
I know.
So Detroit, there was a court hearing on video, obviously at the home, and then there was a judge at the courthouse. And during the hearing, the woman who was being, I don't know what she's being charged with or what the case is, was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich during the court hearing where the judge was incredibly enraged that this woman was not giving this her time and attention as her daughter or son was getting ready for school.
Did I see that she was wearing a bathrobe as well?
Bathrobe? Yeah, well, you don't need to get dressed up. That's the best part of remote work. You can just wear your PJs.
I have a paper right here that shows my court started at 1 o'clock.
I saw 9 a.m. You just showed me a paper that
said I did.
No, we can't talk at the same time.
Excuse me.
Stop. Put whatever you're trying to prepare down. You got to put your properly dressed on. Is that a robe?
My daughter is sick. I had to keep her home from school. I'm just trying to feed her.
I'm sorry, Bridge. I'm sorry that your daughter is sick. You're in court.
I'm properly dressed.
No, don't talk while I'm talking.
I have on clothes.
So late.
Never a bad time for a PB&J, I will say. So
the kid's hungry.
Yeah.
The judge is a hotter.
Right.
Okay,
Jesus.
Well, like a hardworking mom.
Have a little respect for
I get it, but have a little respect for maybe a single mom trying to take care of her
kid. If you can do it over remote court, you can just send a letter with the penalty. Like, you don't need to actually have somebody in court.
We're really saying the judge is the bad guy?
Oh, what a hotter he was.
Get out of here, lady.
That's such a hotter move.
Terrible to do to a mom.
Show that you care about.
Are you supposed to interrupt a judge?
She was just making the peanut butter and jelly.
Make the peanut butter and jelly before the court Zoom.
Well, she said that the time seemed to be wrong.
And her daughter's sick. Well, you can't, I would have said, judge, I hear you. I can multitask. I don't need to be staring into the camera. What a hotto. He's all yelling and screaming after
probably
poor girl.
Traffic court. What are we doing?
God, that. I hate the hotto people like that. Like the guy who pulled DJ Khaled over for driving a golf cart in Miami. It was license and registration.
There's a great judge on TikTok. I believe he's based in Rhode Island, and he is the nicest judge. Like all of these people.
Oh, the old guy with the glasses?
Yes.
Yeah.
The nicest judge. That's what it should be.
Okay.
He's stern, but he's understanding of people.
I don't want it to go. I don't want to go back to the time where men were wearing suits to Fenway Park. But you can dress up a little bit here or there, show that you actually care about something that's going on.
Yeah, if you need to to court, I agree. But
let me get
remote court.
That's an old head take, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of. Yeah. It's we're being hypocrites. Like, I remember Rich Keefe once described it as, we dress like we are gym teachers, and it was so perfectly said. So, like,
yeah.
Well, but we're not in court.
Like, I know.
I mean, if I have a meeting, I will wear something nice for it. Like, aren't you trying to
would
show
you wear flip flops?
Courtney, when you were on the jury duty, how did you dress?
Oh, I mean, yeah, well, I showed
Courtney's
out
different,
to
though.
The nines.
Yeah, she shows up.
But so you agree with us that when you go and you're in a courtroom,
yeah,
that your just, attire changes.
Yeah, but it was just remote. Making an observation about how we dress.
Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says, I dress like a teenager that just woke up.
And I, you know what I'd love for the judge? I'd say, hey, judge, can you do me a favor? Stand up and take your robe off. I guarantee you he's butt-ass naked under there.
Or Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, yeah, he's wearing some just gym shorts and sneakers. Like, oh, you dress up for this. Please, if you didn't have the robe on, you would not be. Under that robe is probably a thong, or who the hell knows what these judges nowadays.
Oh, my mom also told me, so I can stop putting my dad in the Winnie the Pooh category, that dad always does pants first. So he's actually never caught in Winnie the Pooh.
Why did you say he was?
Right.
I don't know. It just came out of my mouth.
So it was Santo then?
No, yeah. I mean, I've seen Santo do it before, but it's not like a... Right.
Somebody did it.
Nice try. Nice try, Hunter Dobbins.
No, my mom just wanted me to clarify.
All right. Curtis, you got to go, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I love you all. All
right. Enjoy the walk.
Curtis, we'll see you on the Cape.
See you today. Sea Dog Brewery.
Are we doing dinner at the Sea Dog or dinner? What do you? I mean,
the menu looks amazing.
The menu looks fantastic. So
yeah, right. I'll let you know as I head down to the beautiful Cape Cod.
Okay, we have pregame tonight for the road show at the Sea Dog in South Yarmouth. Cannot wait to see all of you tonight. No storm, so the electricity will stay on,
yes.
Unlike Trading Post a couple weeks ago. And then tomorrow morning, roadshow number 5 at the Beachcomber, 6 to 10. See you there for that. And, of course, we're our first ever official Cape Cod Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser at the Pearl in Wellfleet from 2 to 5 tomorrow. Sold out. So thank you for that. And all of the roadshows are brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. Audio eulogy for the great Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.